Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Greetings on a weather break Tuesday. This is Old School Jay Foreman, DP Austin Orman. We are brought to you by the Mercado. Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, here in the capital city. If you're up in the O, it's 168th and Maple. Now, since yesterday, when it's 150 degrees out, you definitely have the window closed. Well, when it's a little breezy and obviously a little overcast all day, I don't think it's going to reach 80, but it's trying to get up there. You'd probably more likely have the window open. But Austin and DP, the question during the crossover was, which teams or team or teams that have assumed to be in the playoff race or go deep in the playoff race, but actually their window is closed and they don't even know it? Anybody come to mind, Austin? Don't say the Houston.
Well, I mean, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah,
it's Houston, it's Buffalo. It's the 49ers. It's the Giants. I don't think there's any other. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Why are you being so mean?
He's petty pat.
He started it.
Why are you being mean?
I was just reading your mind.
How is Houston even in the conversation?
That's just petty.
Yeah, that's
it is.
Petty.
It's true. I am petty. Okay, it's out of the way. I'm petty. Okay. Miami, I'm kind of out on them. I don't think they did anything to address what happened in Kansas City at all. So can they be a playoff team? Yeah, not sold. And if they actually answered any questions, that's in the AFC. In the NFC, I don't know, because I don't know who the best team in that conference is right now. Yeah. I need to see more from Philly. So maybe Philly's a little further down the list than other people would have them for me, but I have no definitive NFC answer.
For me, I'll start in the NFC. I think the 49ers window is fully shut. And
fully, not even cracked.
It's and you know, I wouldn't call myself an alum. I was out there for half a season, but I think the problem with the 49ers last year, I felt like Purdy at times, you know, he went through a 3 or 4 week period, like everybody does, where he did not play well. The defense had a really good coordinator, but they played too selfishly. That's a choice. Right, so it doesn't matter.
Like the Bosa thing crashing in the edge.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, quiet is kept in that locker room. Nobody will say it because Bosa's obviously, I think he might be still the highest paid defensive player in the league. if not close to it, and, you know, perceived, obviously he's a big personality, but I wouldn't say, you know, I never want to say one person lost the game, but the way he played helped them lose the game. And that type of selfish mentality is something that's in the locker room, and they let it go on too long. The lack of effort. When you're going into the NFC Championship game and you have your offensive players essentially begging some of your big-time defensive players to play as hard as you can. And, you know, me and DP were fortunate enough to be out there at the Super Bowl, and me and Jake interviewed their, you know, San Francisco, you know, sideline reporter. And she was on for us for like 15, 20 minutes. And she said lack of effort, lack of attention to detail, and want to have been a problem in that defensive meeting room all year long. Those type of things don't seep out of your locker room if your big time players don't, you know, get it out of there. And so, yeah, Fred Warner probably get it out of there. Greenlaw is now, they let him go, right? So your two leaders in your second level are gone. And nobody up front seems like they're going to fix it. That's where it's a problem. That's why I think their window is closed. On top of, even more importantly, the guy that actually is their best, I'll call it conventional receiver, you don't want him back. So Deebo Samuel was able to piece together, I think, 11 or 12 touchdown season last year. And it was all because, or a big part of it was because of the emergence of Brandon Ayuk. He is now gone. Well, eventually he will. I'm sure by Monday, he will be on a new team. Even if they bring him back, they don't want him back, right? So he'll be a trade deadline trade anyway. So that now your ultimate equalizer is compromised. That's your offense, right? And if you ever got to watch that QB thing, Brock Purdy really, and this is, I think Brock Purdy is a good quarterback. I think he's grossly underpaid. I think San Francisco is doing him a disservice by not doing something right now. This is the guy that's kept the GM's job, because you got to think Kevin Lynch and Shanahan, and I like both of them, like Kyle. With that Trey Lance pick, that's how you get fired. It's how you get fired in the league. But Purdy really, you know, outperformed everything. And he's still playing for veteran minimum, and he's taking you to the promised land, not once, but twice. And then also with him, he needs everybody playing at a high level for him to play well. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He needs everybody healthy and everybody in there. And so if Ayuk's gone, you know, that's a big loss, along with the defensive identity isn't there. And so I think for them, their window is closed. Now, could they get back? Sure. Will they beat Kansas City or somebody coming out of AFC? No. They don't. They won't. And then on the AFC, for me, reluctantly, I've said it, until I'd like to be proven otherwise, I still think that they'll be very competitive in the AFC East. I think for the same reasons, Buffalo's window's closed. The combination of Allen and Diggs has been unstoppable since he got there for 4 years in a row. He is now gone. No matter what this stuff is, you know, going on out, he is now gone. And then also their safety net, which was the safety play, is gone as well. And if you look at Sean McDermott's defense, it's actually built from the top, meaning the back end on down. So those are my two.
Yeah, somebody asked me about that earlier today about the Niners, and then they're the prohibitive favorite in the NFC.
Yeah.
And we can't miss the fact that two of the best offensive players in the world will have the ball in their hands often for San Francisco. Without Ayuk, and I get his value, but when you have McCaffrey and Kittle, look, every quarterback in the league would like to have those two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, oh, by the way, you've got the great silverback at left tackle. So you have...
If you pay him.
Right. Well, but, I mean, here's the thing. He's currently yours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what we know is that no matter the situation, when the lights come on and the whistle blows, he's going to beat people up. Yeah. It's not like he's going to go less because he got some stuff he got to deal with. No, Trent's going to go out there and he's on long arm and he's going to throw some people out the club. Defensively, they have as good a list of talented players on the defense as anybody in the NFC.
In the league.
Right. Yeah. So I'm not, I don't know how that's a closed window, but okay.
Yeah.
If you have that discussion, Dallas is in the window of having talent, but what do you do with it? Right? We don't know what goes on behind the scenes. We've heard stories from practice that it's a little weird, a little off balance, a little offsetting. You know, childish me gets petty and Petty Pearson laughs. But the reality is, if you said to me, you're looking in the future and you see the Cowboys playing in a meaningful game in January, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. Same for Philadelphia. They've got dudes at several positions of importance, but these are teams who get in their own way. Like, it's not that somebody stepped up and just all of a sudden became the team. No, these are talented teams who, just out of arrogance and comfort, get in their own way.
Yeah.
In the AFC, it's the other side that we really don't expect most teams to be a factor.
No.
We look at the Kansas City and go, okay, who's going to be there?
You're expecting that with a healthy Joe Burrow, Cincinnati.
Well, I think they're actually in the window
of being close.
Yeah, you're going to be close, and I'm not sure.
They were close last year.
Right? If you're ever, are you going to get the defensive work that everybody else gets in critical moments in the AFC? And if you had to rank elite defenses in the AFC, Cincinnati is not in the penthouse.
Yeah,
they got a decent.
They're a good defense.
Yeah, they're a good defense.
They got a really good coordinator too.
Right, but if you had to go into a battle, you're looking at the Ravens. You go, okay, I don't want to mess with them. I don't really want to mess with Pittsburgh, even if they don't have anybody on the other side of the ball. At least we don't think they do. And then we're not really worried about anybody from the West. You pay attention. Don't get
Cleveland.
Right, you pay attention. Well, Cleveland and the Raiders.
Well, the defense, at least.
Yeah, Cleveland defense. And the Raiders have warriors that will impact games and will give the elite teams a problem. But you're not afraid of the Raiders' offense. You're not afraid of the Browns' offense as it currently stands. It's interesting, and you've got a dude, right? But
if people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy. And watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They also find a way to wet the bed just for no reason. Like, dude, you were wide awake. How'd you wet the bed? Like, you just weren't paying attention.
Yeah. Yeah, so, it's tough. I think with the 49ers, just because, you know, I've been there and seen it. The teams that generally are successful at when you're at that upper echelon of the league definitely have their business buttoned up well before camp or early in camp. That's their financial business and in their locker room business. If you look at Brock Purdy and you see his body language and what he's saying in the last few interviews, he's not happy, right? And that's rightfully so. The problem that people don't understand with a San Francisco type offense is it's a borderline system. The system works when you have elite players at those skill positions. It's kind of like when Tim Tebow was down there and people didn't realize how good that talent was on offense, right? So if you don't have Brandon Ayuk, here's how it'll affect you. So over the last two seasons, Debo Samuel has been injury prone and he was on the trading block. So you got to understand, you got to worry about where his mind's at, right? San Francisco's offensive line last year from the center onto the right tackle was one of the lowest graded in the NFL because the big right tackle is playing for Denver. Okay. So now the big man that can actually erase all four other guys' deficiencies is not there. Now, Trent Williams probably needs 5 reps and he goes and he'll be at Hall of Fame level, but he's not there. Right. So then you got George Kittle, lockdown. You got McCaffrey. You know what he's going to do.
When they're both healthy.
But you just. They generally answer the bell, especially McCaffrey last year. He answered the bell, and you know, a little calf strain in camp when you're at that level. If he was like at my level or a rookie, he would have battled through it. Now you have Debo Samuel. Yes, he's a good receiver, but he's a more of a Swiss Army knife. That's what really makes him special, right? You can do jet sweeps with him. You can do smoke screens. You can do counter screens with him. Obviously, you can throw it to him out of the conventional pass game. But what allows him to be a really explosive player is having Kittle and Ayuk over there. And yes, they made the Super Bowl. But you always have to look at how you got there. So, one, like a matter of 2 feet, maybe even less, Jordan Love has his – well, I was talking about accuracy. Do you throw it to where – they can catch it, or where you're not. There's not going to be a negative play. Either your player catches it, or he drops it, or it's just batted down behind the tight end, ends it to a tip drill interception. San Francisco ends up winning the game. They were dead in the water that game. The next week, Dan Campbell went for it on every fourth down just because like he was playing play. I like Dan Campbell, but that's how you got there. Then you get in the Super Bowl and can't move the ball when Kansas City is literally putting the Super Bowl. Now, granted, you're with the best quarterback and all that. But Kansas City is playing, now I wouldn't say uninspired, but they weren't hitting on all cylinders.
Well, the first half of the game was first half of the year Kansas City.
Right.
The second half of the game was last 3 weeks of the regular season Kansas City.
And that's where you got to take advantage. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I feel like their window's good. Now, well, San Francisco is going to be a byproduct of, like DP said, I don't care if Dallas plays a meaningful game or two. They ain't going to win it. We know that, right? The reason why Dallas is not going to win, you got a lame duck head coach. His body language is saying, listen, dude, you might be able to fire me by the bye week, and I'll be cool with it because I've actually felt like I should get a new contract. You haven't paid Michael Parsons. You haven't paid your quarterback. You haven't paid CeeDee Lamb. And then you haven't paid your Hall of Fame offensive guard, Zach Martin. That's like having a building, and that's your building block. And you just kept just putting cracks in. So they're done. I think Philly's in a better position because everybody's taken care of and they have a young core, especially on defense, and they have really good players to actually keep their window open. What's going to be the tell-all, like we said, ended up with yesterday, is how they, the Vic Fangio and the defense. It's always weird to me, man, like we talked about. This is the dude you paid millions of dollars. Devin White, last year I gave him a little bit of a break because I think his dad died or something like that, and he didn't say anything. He looked uninspired. Remember Warren Sapp called him out and stuff like that when they played over in Europe? Then it came out that his dad died. He didn't say anything, right? Players had his back, so I understand it, right? This is a dude you say, you call him up, put him on a private jet, come up here, millions of dollars. You 4 days into camp, and this is your defensive captain that you jamming up right here. So you're trying to tell me all them rookies that you got in, all them free agents, all those dudes that he came in to replace, this is the dude you're trying to tap on? I like Vic. He's abrasive.
Aren't you generous?
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you. Kind.
I will tell you.
There's
this.
Another word.
I will
Jay.
Tell you this. I will tell you this. I was taken back by Vic when I first got to Houston. I was like, man, who the hell is this dude? Who is he talking to? I mean, it wasn't just me. He was just, he would say
come
something.
Come on, come on.
But no, he'd hit you with a drive-by low blow. So here's an example before we go to break.
He was a jerk.
So here's what we did. But as I got along and then I figured out you have to boot up to him and challenge him, it's fine. So we were in no pads, right? No, like we just had spiders on. Guard comes, take on the guard. Punch and pull, rip off, whatever. I make the play in the backfield. It wasn't anything big. It was a simple play. He's like, oh, this is a good play, but we got to make sure if we're in like week 12, you can't be soft here. Hold on, bro. Who are you talking to? I know I'm light-skinned, but you better pump your brakes, right?
And you just said a thing that is so deeply coded.
Oh, it is. Yeah. They do talk to you different. They look at you different, too.
He would have talked to Jay different than he would have.
Talked to, like, well, of course, not Lawrence Taylor, but somebody like that. Yeah.
Bruce Smith.
Yeah.
Right? And not because Bruce was 6'14" and 432 pounds.
They do that now. People won't say it, but you know what? But I'm telling you, I had to check him, though. I had to check him. Reggie had to check him. And then I had to double check him. I never had a problem. I liked it. I liked Vic after that. I liked it because then we got on a level where all the pettiness was out and we could get on the whiteboard in there.
It was a bully move, and that's
he was just seeing where you're at. It's called checking your temperature.
Yeah, like he is like, how much can I get away with you?
Yeah, because if he got away with that, then that whole year going to be hell.
Never.
So if I have to give Devin White some word of advice, so here's how you get Vic. Don't go up to his office because you got to tell him that you're coming. You catch him when he's not ready, and then you dial him up right there, and you won't have a problem with you.
Yeah,
need private. Any witnesses?
No. Definitely no.
He's making sure.
He's walking somewhere, and he's kind of relaxed or something. He might be going over his game plan. Oh no, you got to just guide him over there. Hey, bro, like I don't know what you did. This is not how you talk to me.
It was in my experience with Vic was with other coaches in his office. And that's where the checking happened.
Yeah.
And that was the only thing he was accepting. Like, he wouldn't have heard it any other way. The fact that it was done in private so he could just digest it.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, if you get into, like, a pissing contest, I will tell you, I won't name the coach. They were going to the combine.
Names.
Won't do that.
Take it after
and,
dark.
And the coach didn't like the fly.
Names. Hint. Foreman.
And there was turbulence. And Vic didn't notice because I knew what he was like. I know what he was about that. and you made fun of him because he like kind of made snarky jokes that he got scared of the turbulence. They said somebody was hemmed up in that airport, and I know it wasn't my boy though.
There are so many
the
stories.
The next year, all I got was a text. Hey man, I love coaching you. You're going to be a great player. Listen, keep the lessons that we learned. I learned a lot from you. I love you. If you need anything, I will be there for you.
He hit Jay with the two fingers. Like, that's the only thing he got in the text was the two fingers.
Yeah.
Bruh.
But then I called him and said, yo, we making progress. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just almost fought on the sideline, but we brothers. We cool. And you leaving me now? You know what I'm saying? He's like, yeah. Then he told me the story. I said, yeah, okay, I understand.
He said, this two letters.
Yeah. 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 Yes, this. Sir. Oh, and then that's the worst part is you there at the combine for like a week and a half. I might have stole on you at lunch. Some people don't like to fly.
NFL coaches have a different level of venom towards each other than college coaches and high school coaches. NFL coaches, the assistants, when they get into each other, because it really is crabs in a barrel in their mind.
Yeah. If they feel like you're undermining them and stuff like that, yeah, you see some stuff.
No, you try to cost me my job.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I, you know, we're gonna take a quick break. I'm gonna tell a story about I gotta talk about my man Jerry Gray, because Jerry Gray, I like Jerry Gray. At one time in Buffalo, we had like four guys that talked in the third person. Okay, and Jerry Gray was one of them. Once Jerry knows he can't check you, boy, you see some stuff. And I used to be back in the back, me and my man Fab Five Freddy, laughing so hard we were crying.
Jay Foreman got a story to tell.
Yeah, so we'll take a break, come back, man. The rundown is gone. We off the wheels right now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.